Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Cooper. And once again, I'm down on Real Foot Lake at the beautiful Blue Bank Resort. And I'm at the Michael Hayes Memorial Outdoor Riders Camp. And sitting across the table from me is Monty Knight. He's from Alabama. I don't meet many people from Alabama, Michael, but Michael's got the Thump Gel LLC. Now, that's an odd name for a business, Michael. You're going to have to explain a lot of things to us. But you know what? We're all fishermen, so we'll believe about anything.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Bill. Go ahead.
How long you've been in the outdoor products business then?
Well, the Thump Gel LLC, really, we're just starting into our third year on the LLC.
Well, man, part of it. It's an interesting product. We sat around last night and kicked it around a lot. You gave everybody here, all the guides and the riders and everybody, samples of this gel, and it's pretty intriguing. And everybody was talking about bass and crappie and I think catfish and stuff. Well, I'm going to try it on something new. I'm going to take it back to the Ozarks and try it out on trout. I guarantee you it'll work. But it always fascinates me when I run into people like yourself, how their minds work and how they come up with new products like this. You're doing really well with this product.
Oh, yes, sir. It's went viral on us. And it's a crazy little story behind it. The Thump Gel Fish Attractant basically has been in existence for over 20 years. The only problem with that was I was the only one that had it. I used to fish professionally, and it was my... I called it my sneaky sneak.
Oh, absolutely. I certainly see that happening. So what did you do? Get a guilty conscience and decided you need to share this great product with the world?
Well, yeah. Actually, to tell you the truth, it had been something that had been weighing on my mind about it. And I went to church one day, and the Lord just really weighed on my heart to tube this up and get it into production. And it got to a point that he didn't let me sleep for about 3 days straight. I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning getting this product in a position to go for retail.
Wow.
I had no idea. It was completely going to be steps of faith with this. I said, okay. And I said, I just told the good Lord, okay, let's go. So I tubed it up. Then it wasn't but a week later, a couple in our church opened up a tackle store just like four doors down from our church. And they come up to me and asked me to help because they knew I had been in the fishing industry,
right,
fishing, but they didn't know anything about Thump Gel at the time. And I said, sure. And I showed them that. And instantly they spoke up. And it was Victory Sportsman's there in Scottsboro, Alabama. It was the name of the tackle store. And I said, sure. She said, can we have exclusive for a year? I was like, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Be glad to. You know, because I mean, cause I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right. So that was in September of 2021. And that October, the crappie docks there at Goose Pond Colony on the upper end of Gunnersville is a area called Goose Pond. There is some very famous crappie docks right out in front of that boat ramp there. And it would have anywhere from 20 to 30, sometimes 40 crappie fishermen on a weekend. And Thump Gel hit that dock and it went viral. I had no idea that crappie liked it as much as they did.
Boy, you had to have been nervous through that process.
It was an amazing ride.
Well, here we are talking about Thump Jail and how great it is and all that, but tell our listeners exactly what it is.
Thump Jail is a fish attractant that has, in my eyes, me being a professional fisherman, I loved fish attractants. I'm a huge believer in fish attractants, but I wanted the perfect fish attractant. And Thump Jail has sight with color. Mm-hmm. It has a scent. It has a taste to the fish. It has a flash effect because it actually has flakes and stuff that come off the bait that actually look more natural to like scales coming off of a bait fish. And it gives your bait a completely different look with that flake being on the outside instead of molded inside that plastic. It gives your bait a completely different look the fish has never seen before. But the fifth one is the most important one, is that this stuff stays on. It will literally, on a soft plastic bait, it will stay on for 20 to 30 casts.
Wow.
And now, since the phase of live scope, forward-facing sonar, guys are throwing hard glide baits and throwing jerk baits at the fish. They're putting this Thump Jail fish attractant on it. We got a silver one called the Cranking Jail. One application will stay on a hard bait all day.
That is just incredible. And I remember the day, hey, I don't know how many decades ago, when all these scents started coming out. You know, the bass fishermen, I think, probably jumped on them first, as I remember, you know. But, yeah, I tried some of that stuff, but, hey, I got discouraged pretty quick, like, because it didn't last very long. You know, that stuff was rather expensive. So I kind of gave up on that. But when I saw this stuff last night, and I sat and listened to you talk, and when you got to that point, I'd heard all the other sales pitches before, you know, it'll do this, 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 and this. But when you started talking about the length of time that Thump Jail would stay on a bait, you really sparked my interest. And it just got to work. There's no way it couldn't.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And I just tell people now, just give it a try.
Yeah.
And you're going to be amazed. You got to go and fish for your own fish, not a story that I tell you about my fish, how I caught them. The customer has to just try to and go out there, and they're going to be amazed at how long this product will stay on their baits. That's the biggest thing, and it works. It works as advertised. And I want to tell everybody, too, go check out our reviews. Go to judge.me is a review site, judge.me. Go there and then type in Thump Jail. And read our reviews. It will blow your mind at how many reviews. I've never seen a fish attractant that we get anywhere from 3 to 5 reviews a week coming in with customers just telling their story. So it's pretty amazing to go there and check it out.
Well, that's the proof in the pudding, you know, if you can get the customers that, hey, will verify what you've been saying. And I'm sure there's lots of pictures involved, too.
Yeah, some of them are putting some pictures out, and they're free to. We have a Facebook page where we let the fishermen brag on their catches using our product. It's called a Thump Jail Bragging Board on Facebook. Go there. Everybody loves to advertise there. But, yeah, we're on all the social media platforms. Just check us out. And, hey, we're really getting excited about this new product that come out.
Oh.
The new little. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we can't talk about it yet.
We can talk about it. We can let them know.
Oh, well, let's let them know. We let the world know about new products, you know. But before you get to that, I want to quiz you just a little bit further about Thump Jail and the colors available. Now, you had a rainbow of an assortment there last night, but I know there's more colors than that.
Oh, yeah. We have there's really 6 colors. We have a green magic, which is basically like watermelon candy.
Okay.
Okay, and has several different colors of flake inside of it. There is the Crankin' Gel, which is silver with blue flake. Mm-hmm. It's real popular with the forward-facing guys. Then there's chartreuse juice.
Got to have chartreuse.
Then we have what we call minnow candy. It is pink. Does very, very well for the crappie fishermen,
too. That'll work well on trout, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there's a trailer gel. Trailer gel is a dark green with black and gold flake for your crawfish summer colors to go on your jig trailers. But I use that a lot, sauger fishing below the Gunnersville Dam. Sauger really like that trailer gel below the Gunnersville Dam. And then the last one is the Orange Crush. Orange Crush is, it's got a little red and black and flake inside of a bright orange. And I really love it when the bass are starting to target the bluegill. I'll take a watermelon seed fluke and put just a little bit of that orange on the front. Look like the little orange patch on the, man, they will crush that thing, man.
I would bet so. But sounds just so intriguing. I can't wait to try these myself. Hey, I may be posting on that website. Have you had any trout on there yet?
No, we've had catfish.
I may be the first, man. Trout fishermen, oh, they're just like every other fisherman. You know, something new comes out and it gets a little hot. Everybody jumps on the bandwagon, you know. So I really am intrigued with that. And, really looking forward to using it, Monty. But you mentioned a new product.
That's
right.
What's
coming?
That's right. Well, we've just recently released what I call, you know, they say a dog is a man's best friend, right? Well,
oh, absolutely.
Well, we have found the fisherman's best friend.
There you go.
And it's called the Thump Net.
I saw my first one today, and I wanted to steal it, but it's a long swim from back where we were.
Yeah, I tell you, the thump net. Tell everybody what a thump net is. It is basically, to explain to somebody, it's a floating live well. It is a live well net. Let's talk about it. It has dual purposes. It can be used fishing from the bank, and it can be used fishing in a boat. So let's cover fishing from a boat first. One of the problems that, you know, we face when we're fishing is that if we want to do a catch, clean, and cook.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, me too. My belly shows it too. Is getting the fish out of your live well.
That's a trick sometimes.
What this product is, it has a flotation on the top with a zipper. And you can unzip it and open it up and put it in your live well. So as you're catching your fish, you put them in that net. So when it's time to go take them out, if you're like me, if you have to bend over, get them over one at a time with a belly like I got, I'm cutting the air off, right?
You're laying flat.
Right.
Plus, you're chasing the fish all the way around the line. Well,
right.
Now, you're not going to believe this, but I actually thought this one time. I about wore myself out chasing fish around the line. Well, and I thought, how grand it would be if there was a contraption there, you just punch a button, and that thing would just rise up out of there, you know.
Right.
So you got the closest thing.
We got it. Yeah, and it has the handles on it. To where you can just grab it and pull all your fish up out at one time. If you're a bass fisherman and you're having a collier catch, you're still having to chase the fish down in your live well. We have found out that putting your fish in this net while you're tournament fishing, it keeps the bass calm because they feel like they're inside of a grass mat. They're not looking at four white walls.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the purpose. And I'm telling you, the more you use this net, you are not going to want to go fishing without it.
I can absolutely see that. And I see another use for this as well that kind of goes hand in hand. But being in an outdoor communications business, I've taken photos of thousands and thousands of fish over the decades. And how cool would it be just be able to bring all those fish up out there? And it's real easy then when you got them in that dry net or dripping net, the water's dripping off, you can select the biggest fish out there very easily.
Exactly.
You can see them all. Now, I'll tell you another thing that will happen. Well, that will, too. I had a couple of teenage boys over on Lake of the Ozarks one time, and we were camped out in a campground. We'd caught a lot of fish that afternoon and that evening. I told them, you know, we all need to get in bed pretty early because we're going to get up before daylight in the morning. Well, the boys snuck out, and I think they talked to girls in the campground all night. And 4 o'clock next morning, I couldn't even budge them, you know. So I go fishing without them, and I found a big school of largemouth hitting a shad on top. Man, I just slayed a big largemouth, you know, 5 or 6 pounds, and threw the biggest ones in the live well. And I ran back and finally woke the boys up and got them out on the lake, and I wanted to photograph these fish. So I told one of the boys, he's 15 years old, I said, reach down that live well, get that biggest fish and pull him out for me, and I'm going to have you guys take some photographs for me. So the kid reaches down, lifts that big largemouth, bringing him up. He flops real big, hits the side of the boat and back to the lake. Oh my goodness. So this will probably save the lives of a few teenage boys.
Oh, it will. It absolutely will.
Oh, yep. My goodness. Yep. But what a tremendous product. Now, I, of course, I always like the questions. I like to delve into people's minds just a little bit. What brought that about that you would think to do something like that?
Well, just basically having the problem of fish. I had a very close best friend of mine. His name was Gene Bishop. He's a very good fisherman around Ross Barnett Reservoir. And Gene sort of helped also spring us to life, and, you know, just got to talking about it. And then here we are. You know, I had the help. I want to just be sure I say this too. I had a tremendous help bringing this product coming to the market. And Gene was one of them, but one of the biggest assets to me was the owners of Frog Togs.
Really?
Will Fowler and his crew at Frog Togs. I cannot say enough how top-notch Christian folks that do what they say they're going to do.
That's awesome.
And in this day and time in the world that we live in now, that means a lot.
Oh, nothing better than great friends that you can operate with like that, and you can trust them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it means so much. But, Monty, I've run into so many people over the decades, just like yourself, and, you know, all of them, many of them, I've heard them say this, that necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
And you saw a need and acted on it.
And it's crazy. It hasn't stopped. There are other people that are seeing where they can use this product. I'm just going to name a few.
Sure.
I mean, there's one just like what we were doing today, bluegill fishing, right? And the live well's in the back of the boat. Well, we done found out that people are taking these nets and these guys are tying them up right up to the front of the boat on the cleat. And when they catch a fish, they're just filling the net up when they get ready to leave. They don't even have to run the live wells in their boat because they're using the oxygen that's in the lake.
Well, let me help you with sales here. Tell them to buy two. They need one for the front and one for the back.
Oh, absolutely. And people live bait fishing. People are using them to keep their live bait alive, too. It helps with the problem in the live well with the, you know, there's not much oxygen and when it starts getting hot in that live well. So now you have a choice that you can use the water in the lake.
Yeah.
You're not going to run out of oxygen out of there.
No, not right? Up to. Right? But I'm sure you've seen it happen, and it's probably going to continue happening as things progress. Million fishermen going to be using this thing. And you know what? That's a million minds.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come up with other uses. And, man, it's just an incredible product. But, I scratch my head and when I see stuff like it. Why didn't I think of that?
here's another funny story. You know, we had that only happens, once every 17 years, we had all these locusts come out of the ground.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy that told me that he was going to take them and go fishing with them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, he said he had a problem. He said he put them in his cricket holder, but they was flying out of there. And he said he got to thinking about, wait a minute, I got that thump net.
Yeah.
He went and started catching them things and putting them in the thump net, zipping it up, putting them in the boat. They stayed alive. He done zip it, get him one out
there. Oh, man, that's just crazy. But, yeah, been a lot of fish caught on the cicadas, man. The fly fisherman got in, a young friend of mine over towards Kansas City, Milo. Wow, he's got a horrific last name, Milo Chesky, and we call him Milo, but he's a fly fisherman, tied up a bunch of flies. The demand got so big for him for those locust flies, you know, cicadas, and I don't think he can keep up with the demand. He's tying them fast as he can, I think. But yeah,
really,
a lot of people have caught a lot of fish on the cicadas. But boy, Monty, what a pleasure to have you on the program. I hope this won't be the last time you'll come on with us. But in conclusion here, tell folks how they can get a hold of you or where they can find your products or whatever they need to know.
Hey, you can find us on Amazon. We're on Amazon. You can go to our own website too at thumpgel.com or thumpnet.com. Both of those go to our main website there. You can order it right there straight from us. And hey, we're going to ship it to you right straight from the banks of Gunnersville Lake in Gunnersville, Alabama. And I tell everybody, hey, if it comes from Gunnersville, you know it's got to be good.
Does it come with a southern accent?
I'm sure it does.
All righty. Well, folks, from Monty Knight, myself, Bill Cooper, we appreciate you listening, but don't go away. I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to be back with Philip Vanderpool. A lot of you will recognize that name as a superb big buck hunter who bow hunts. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Stoltz with Drury Outdoors, and you're listening to Living the Dream Outdoors Podcast with Phil Cooper and Hunter Heineman.
Slow down and enjoy the simple things in life. Welcome to Huzal Valley Resort, providing family fun since 1979. They offer floating, and you can choose from canoes, rafts, kayaks, and inner tubes on the beautiful, crystal clear Huzal River. Lodging, let us be your home away from home. Choose from a variety of lodging units while still enjoying the great outdoors. With over 2.5 miles of river camping on the crystal clear Huzal, we're sure you and your family will find the perfect spot to pitch your tent or park your RV. Have fun and let us help you get the most of your stay. Check out our guided trail rides and Karen's Cafe menu. There's something for everyone at Huzal. There's a campground store on site that has everything you need for your trip. Whether you're in need of gear, grub, or something else, chances are they've got it. And their campground has RV sites and primitive sites for all your camping needs. If you like the adventures of camping with a cozy bed at night, we have a variety of different lodging units to choose from. But Huzal Valley, there's always something going on out there. Check them out on Facebook, or if you want to make a reservation, simply call 1-800-367-4516.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout-specific guiding service that caters to the northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
Hey everybody, this is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. Check out my buddy's podcast show, Living the Dream Outdoors with Bill Cooper and Hunter Heineman. You're really going to enjoy this week's show.
Welcome back to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Cooper, and I hope you enjoyed that first segment. We were talking about thump gel. That's an exciting topic down here right now on Real Foot Lake. All of us got introduced to it last night, I think, and there's going to be a lot of thump gel hitting the water in the next few weeks, I think. But in this segment, I got a couple of dear friends with me. I've got Gary Mason, the founder and owner and legend of the outdoors, and he's got a new partner. Would you introduce this guy? I've never seen him before.
I mean, he doesn't need any introduction, but this guy's well-known all over the country. He is a big game hunter extraordinaire, turkey hunter. I mean, this guy can do it all when it comes to big game and turkey, and that's my buddy Philip Vanderpool, and we're very happy to have Philip as our partner in our Legend of the Outdoors television show and my co-host in that show. So we're glad to have Philip with us.
Philip, I've seen your name seems like forever. I almost want to think you're older than me, but I know that's not true. But you started out way back when, got your big break, I guess, when you went on board with Hunter Specialties.
Yeah, that's basically where my career started. You know, I basically started from the ground up as a camera guy, field producer, whatever you know want to prefer us to. I was with Hunter Specialties for almost 17 years there, kind of behind the camera. But as Eddie Salter said, I was the guy that wore two hats. I was known as their bow hunter, that I kind of earned that title as I got in there with them, even though I was a hunter years ago. I mean, I've won several things. Arkansas Big Buck Classic, I won that a couple years in a row, had the best bow kills in the state. I killed the first bull elk in the state of Arkansas with a bow.
Wow.
So I've been blessed as a career kind of getting in there, and then got my break there and just been going ever since. And what a blessed career I had with Hunter Specialties, both in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Boy, a lot of great experience, and you've just built on that.
Yes, sir. I have, and now Gary and I is together here, and you know, we would really like to finish out our careers at the top here, and I feel like the Legends is definitely, you know, Legends of the Outdoors that Gary has created and started, and he was humble enough to ask me to be a partner in that, and I feel like because of my whitetail and turkey experience and big game, and then Gary being the fisherman and the waterfowl expert that he is, it's just a perfect fit for us.
Absolutely. Look like a marriage made in heaven here, you know. You guys quit holding hands now.
Well, he hadn't got me a ring yet, so I think his wife Rhonda and my wife Cindy are probably going to frown on that a little bit, so we won't go there. But no, it's a great honor to have Phil as my partner in this Legends Outdoors TV. You know, we utilize the TV show as a companion product to the Legends Outdoors Hall of Fame, which Phil is a member of, and which you're going to go into this year. And
that's unbelievable.
And so, well, very well deserved for
yes.
both of you. And this TV show helps us promote the Hall of Fame and helps us continue to promote the careers of all of you guys that
Absolutely.
Are in the Hall of Fame and those that will be going in the Hall of Fame at some point in time. So to have Philip by my side with his expertise and his knowledge of not only big game and turkey hunting, but of the camera work that he does. He gets some of the most extraordinary shots that you've ever seen.
I've seen them.
Slow-mo shots and everything. And he thinks of stuff that I might not think about. So it's just, so far, it's been a wonderful ride with Philip.
Well, being as old as I am, I want to issue a little bit of warning here. You know, when you bring two great talents together, people have high expectations. So you boys got your work cut out for you. No kidding.
Absolutely.
Well, I say this. I think Philip and I both are, you know, we're strong personalities, but we both got a humbleness about us, and we realize that us together is a lot stronger than we were when we were apart. And to have someone of Philip's caliber to be a part of our show, it's only going to help us continue to grow it and continue to promote the Hall of Fame. And so we're glad to have him.
Well, again, when you bring two great talents together, each of you have your own circle of friends, which includes thousands and thousands of people each. But when you cross those over, it just expands exponentially, you know. So I know, Gary, the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, it's just a great, great, and I keep scratching my head, why didn't I think of that, you know? But it's a very unusual sort of thing, but it came about because of a need you saw.
Yeah, you know, I think I've told the story before. Back in 2002, the internet was slow, old dial-up internet,
oh, yeah.
at the time, and I was I'd guided in my guide career a lot of country music stars, baseball and football professional players, you know, and people that were in football Hall of Fame, baseball Hall of Fame, country music Hall of Fame. And I was just looking around and I couldn't find a Hall of Fame for people in the outdoors industry. I mean, there was Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young, and the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, I think, had come about the year before that. But I couldn't find anything for people who had worked so hard in our industry would be enshrined into a Hall of Fame. And I told my wife one afternoon after being on the internet for a couple of hours, she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I've been looking to find a Hall of Fame for people in the outdoors industry." And I said, "You know, there's not one." And I said, somebody should do something about that. And she looked at me and she said, "Well, aren't you somebody?" and the very next day, I mean, you know, I took that as a challenge. "Honey, we're going to start the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame." And that's how it all got started. And we worked, you know, for several years, not having any clue what we were doing. But the one thing that I knew, the very first year I had Charlie Bird Sr. Posthumously. I had Harold Knight, had David Hale, had Earl Bentz, Eli Haydell. I had Roland Martin.
Wow.
And we inducted Bill Dance. Bill was the only one that didn't get to come, but he had a previous event that he couldn't get out of. But when I seen Roland Martin step up on the stage and talk about his dad never getting to see him become a known outdoorsman, and everything, and with tears streaming down his eyes, I knew we had something really good right then. And sure enough, I mean, we've had all kinds of outdoor celebrities be on stage and tell stories. God's always in the room with us. We thank our soldiers. We salute our flag, and we try to make sure that everybody that goes in the Hall of Fame is very comfortable with the situation and that they're very deserving, and each one is.
Well, this has been in existence for how long, about 20 years?
We actually started this in 2002, so this, I think, will be our 23rd, if I'm right, our 23rd induction ceremony. We missed 2019, I think, because of COVID. And but we've been doing it every year, except for the year that COVID was here.
And now you've got how many inductees?
I think we've got like 168.
That's still a pretty small crowd.
It's still a pretty small crowd.
It is.
Compared to the size of the outdoors industry and all the great people in the hunting and fishing world, it is a very small number. We do about 6 to 8 people a year, sometimes 7, but somewhere in there. And we also do other awards, too, at the event each year. But our event is held in Springfield, Missouri at the Bass Pro Shops, usually the third Saturday in August.
Wow. And you're about sold out for this year.
We have already, I think we've got 10 rooms left at the hotel. They're the Angler's Lodge that Bass Pro Shops owns. I think we've got 10 rooms left there to sell out. And our table situation is going to be sold out this year. Our whole event will be sold out before it's over with.
That's just incredible. And that speaks well for the event. And the general public can attend, correct, if they can get a ticket.
If they contact me early enough and get a $100 ticket, they can come. We'll feed them lunch. They'll get to see some entertainment. They'll get to see Philip and I and lots of the other outdoor celebrities that will be there, including Bill Jordan, Will Primos, Mike Pentecost, Kent Driscoll, yourself, Bill Cooper, and others. And there's usually about 25 or 30 of our other Hall of Fame members that have been past inductees that come to help us celebrate the life and times of all of our inductees for this year.
What a party. And there's a little get-together evening before, I think, for the inductees.
We have a meet and greet the evening before for the inductees and their spouses. And our sponsors get to come to that. But that is an invitation-only event. But the induction ceremony and award ceremony is open to the public, like I said, by purchasing a ticket.
Pretty incredible. I hate to put you guys on the spot, but I got to ask because it's important. Sponsors. I know you've got quite a few of them. Is it possible to mention those guys? Can you get them all?
Absolutely. That's Gary's baby.
I knew you was going to put me on the spot because I don't have it in front of me. But and we've got some great sponsors. I mean, yeah, you know, the Drury Brothers have been sponsors for every year. Major League Fishing, Boyd Duckett Rods, Mossy Oak, you know, the list just goes on. Case knives, and I don't have them all in front of me, and I don't want to miss anybody, but they can go to our website in the next there couple of go. Weeks and see all of our sponsors. And then we also have sponsors to our television show, and some of them are the same and some of them are different. And of course, Philip takes care of the majority of our sponsors for our TV show.
Wow. So, can you name some of those? I love hearing this stuff, and you'd be surprised the listeners love it too, because they're the people that make the world go, or make our world go around for sure.
Oh, yeah. We've got some really, really good sponsors. Obviously, Woodhaven has been a big sponsor partner of ours. And then Knox County Whitetails. These are our title sponsors, if you will. That's Chris and Annette Allison that owns that. They're out of North Missouri. And, been a huge part of what we do. And then we got several other sponsor partners that, Lord, there's so many to name, you know.
Oh, sure.
And I don't want to get caught where I'm saying, forgetting to mention somebody. Yeah. But we're so truly blessed, and we're very thankful to our sponsor partners, because that's what they are.
And we have a lot of product sponsor partners, too, that help Philip and I with products that we need when we're hunting or fishing, and where we can utilize great products.
Yeah. Well, you guys know more than me that it's a very competitive world when it comes to trying to gather up sponsors, and you guys have done extremely well. So that speaks to what you're doing and to the quality of the programs that you're putting out, and the TV programs are. Hey, if some of these people, these celebrity types that are in the Hall of Fame, you want to see those people in action, you can see them on Legends of the Outdoor TV as well, because you utilize their talents on the TV shows.
Right? Yeah, we try to carry at least one, sometimes two, Hall of Fame members and some of our sponsors to almost every location that we go and shoot shows. And Philip and I was just at Chris Allison's place back during turkey season, and we had Charlie Ingram was there, of Fishing University.
Oh, yes. I've watched him for many years.
And we had Dr. Jimmy Seitz, Spiritual Outdoors.
Watched him.
And Jimmy's starting his another television show now that I can't let the cat out of the bag and tell you what it's going to be about, but I'll wait for a couple of weeks and we'll be able to do that. But and of course, Mike Pentecost was there. Chuck Jones was there.
Chuck Jones.
Yeah, Chuck Jones.
Wow.
And I remember back in the day when Chuck worked for
Night and Hail.
Him and Walter Parrott worked for Night and Hail.
I actually went on a turkey hunt with him one time. One of the funniest things, we're out in a 7,000-acre block of woods, and I think we're all kind of deaf, you know. One of them owl-hooted turkeys gobbled. I think they gobbled in six different directions, but we all took off the wrong way, you know. We were all so deaf. It took us a while to get lined out. But, yeah, they killed like three gobblers in there that week. That's terrific TV shows.
And so when we try to go to a location, just like this location here, we've got.
And why are we here?
We're here at the annual, newly named, but it's an annual event we've been doing for probably 16, 17 years. We're at Blue Bank Resort on beautiful Real Foot Lake, and we're hosting the Mike Hayes Memorial Real Foot Lake Outdoor Riders Camp here at Blue Bank that Mike owned. Mike passed away this past year. So his family still owns Blue Bank Resort, his wife and his sons, and we're here visiting with them. And we've got, you know, Jeff Milam here with 80 Below Sporting Oil. We've got Steve McAdams, who's a famous outdoor rider and another one of our Hall of Fame members. We've got Monty Knight that's got the new Thump Gel you was talking about a while ago. Just a lot of great products. We've got
Caroline
Brewer with Charlie Brewer, third generation owner of Charlie Brewer Slaughter Grills. And we got Daryl Davis here, country music singer, and Daryl was serenading us along with our guitar maestro right here. I didn't know how talented his was.
I didn't either. He could play and sing. I'm impressed. I feel
picked that guitar up and just went to work on it.
Well, let's just say I used to play in a band years ago and was lead singer and lead guitar player, but I'm nothing like Daryl. Daryl's from my hometown there, and I've known his mom and daddy. They're my age, and we go way back. But Daryl is in another level, and he was just inducted or actually received Male Vocalist of the Year at the JMA Awards and received that right there at the Grand Ole Opry. And he got to stand in the circle.
Yeah, that's awesome. We had him here entertaining us last night. You know, kind of a little private concert.
I stood in the circle at the Grand Ole Opry one time. Security got me. But
he ran up on stage. He was trying to tackle Craig Morgan.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, you never know about these guys. But, hey, what a terrific event here. And, again, I applaud you guys for putting this on, bringing in. It's just so much fun to come to these events. I meet a lot of new people. McAdams, he's actually in a cookbook that I did in 1999. I've never met him. First time I ever met him face to face.
Really?
Yeah.
But, well, I tell you, well, if you ever do an eating book, Philip and I can be in that.
I'll keep you guys in mind.
I want to do that down here at Blue Bank, though. Did you see that prime rib that Philip had tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all, that thing was an inch and a half thick at least.
I know.
Best steak I've eaten. I can't tell you. I mean, it may be the best steak I ever eat.
Well, boy, I tell you, they put on some feeds here, and that's another reason I like to come to this media event, but I gain weight every time I come down, man. They eat so well. But don't want to close this guys without how in the world, if somebody wanted to sponsor the TV program or Legend of the Outdoors, Gary, how do they go about it?
Well, they could get a hold of us at 731-693-7770. That's my cell phone number. They can reach out to us that way. And if they want to speak to Philip personally, we can give them Philip's phone number. But they could go to www.legendsoftheoutdoors.com, reach out to us like that through email. And we're very readily available to anyone that wants to take part. You know, this is not really an exclusive thing either, because everyone in our Hall of Fame and those that will go in, we've all got different sponsors. We all got different companies. We all use different products. And all of them are great products and great companies. So the Legends of the Outdoors is the one day that we all come together as an industry and say thanks to those that kind of helped us all get there. You know, our tagline is following the footsteps, and that's what each one of us are doing. We're following the footsteps and folks like Fred Bear and people that come before us. And you know, I think of even though they're not a lot older than us, but I think of Harold Knight and David Hale, and of course Wade Bourne has passed on, and Brenda Valentine. I grew up with Brenda and followed her around at the Saddle Club, you know, when we was kids.
There's just
so many people that have opened the doors for us to follow in their footsteps, and of course Philip is one of them, and you're one of them, and because y'all are all way older than I am.
So. listen at him.
I'm probably older than both of you guys put together, but the point is, it's just a tremendous organization that's doing great things, and you know what? He'd take sponsors from anybody in the world. I think I'm actually working diligently on a sponsor out of Mexico, of all places.
There you go.
I really hope that comes to fruition, because tremendous conservation efforts going on down there through a dear friend of mine. And he wrote a note to Gary that was kind of touching, I thought, saying that, man, we really believe in what you guys are doing. We've got the conservation heart, too, you know, and we want to join forces with you guys. So cross the fingers and say prayers every day that, because, boy, that's going to open some doors for everybody involved. And
absolutely.
Just hoping that comes about. Well, Philip, I don't want to close this out. A couple more questions for you, man. You know, I'd also do a radio program, and it's for a company that just got all kinds of outdoor toys. You know, they're selling tractors now. We talk about food plots a lot. You know, here we are in the middle of summer, and I bet Philip Vanderpool's got plans already but for some big bucks. And just what should people be doing right now to get ready to bow hunt for the fall?
Well, first and foremost,
now, you don't have 3 days to talk.
Yeah. Get those trail cameras out. You know, I start trying to take inventory, because those antlers are coming along pretty good. And it's a good time to check your tree stands. If you've left them hung up, put new straps on them. Safety comes first, man.
Absolutely.
You've got to be safe. Clear out your shooting lanes. Get things like that. And start preparing for your food plots, which – right now is probably not the best time to be planting them, but we start getting on in there close to that late August, first September. You can get those food plots out. And, you know, if you're like me, I have to do most of that stuff by hand. Mm-hmm. So I plant those little hunt plots a lot. But just the preparation alone, I'll tell you what it also does. It just elevates the hunt for you so much because you see your work coming together. When you take that big buck or little buck or whatever it is on that piece of property that you've got, you've done all the homework and done the work yourself, it just makes you appreciate it that much more. And the respect I have for those animals is everything.
Well, your history speaks for itself.
Well, thank you.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure to have you all on the program. I hope this won't be the last time. But, folks, want to remind you, Gary Mason, Philip Vanderpool, Bill Cooper, we're all three of us are living our outdoor dreams.
Yes, sir.
We encourage you to get outdoors and live your outdoor dreams as well. I'm Bill Cooper.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573-263-8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Pico Lures, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, The Fallen Outdoors, Ledco Sinkers and Lure Company, Turnbow Outdoors, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Big Ed's Guide Service, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASO Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, On the Hook TV, Expedition Trailers, The Rambling Angler, Spare Rib Inn in Steelville, Missouri, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.